ABC.
Well, if you've been near the River Torrens, near around kind of Hackney Road recently, you've probably noticed one thing. It's very green.
Mm.
Very green. In fact, it's almost been taken over by duckweed, but it seems the local council isn't too worried, saying that can have some environmental benefits, but it could have benefits of another kind, and this is really intriguing. Duckweed could, believe it or not, apparently help get humans to Mars. To find out more about this, you're joined by Associate Professor Jenny Mortimer of the Plant Synthetic Biology at the University of Adelaide. Good morning, Jenny Mortimer.
Good morning.
Tell us about what duckweed is to get started. What is it?
People often mistake it for an algae and think it maybe it's an algal bloom on the water, but actually it's more closely related to land plants like wheat and barley, and it's actually just returned to the water.
Okay.
So if you pick it out and have a look at it, it's got two little green leaves and little tiny roots.
Ah, so here we are looking at the river and thinking, oh, it's all green, it's algae, that's bad. But is it not bad?
Not at all. I mean, it can be a problem, particularly if you use it for, I know the rowing clubs and things are a bit annoyed by it, having to paddle through it. But actually, it's a perfectly normal thing. It doesn't release any toxins, so it's not dangerous at all. And it's actually taking, if there's lots of extra nutrients in the water, it's a great way of cleaning up some of the water.
Okay, and so it could be used in space. How, join these dots for us from from the River Torrens to space.
Sure. Yes, it might seem a bit surprising to some people, but this comes down to this idea that if humans want to do long-term space exploration, so it's going beyond the space station but maybe living on the surface of the moon or even going to Mars, then one of the biggest problems is food, because you just simply can't take everything you need with you. So if we've done some calculations, and if you send a crew of four people to Mars, it's about a three-year round trip. That's 10 tons of food, and that doesn't even come into account trying to make sure the food is nutritiously stable across those 3 years. You think about food that you've left on your shelf for 3 years, it's not going to be in great nick in terms of nutrition after all that time. So one solution is that maybe you'll want to grow some of the food as you go with you. But trying to do that in a small, confined space on a space shuttle is quite challenging. So we're looking to different alternatives. And duckweed is one of those. It's actually, humans already eat it in parts of Southeast Asia. It's very high in protein and nutrients, and it's very, very small, as you've seen, and it grows really, really fast, as maybe you've also seen on the surface of some of those waters.
So can you eat it as it is, or do you use it to grow food?
So great question. So you can actually eat it as it is. I mean, not directly out of the torrent, because I don't know what else is in there, and it tends to pick up the flavour of whatever it's been growing in. So if you put it in very clean water, it has almost no flavour. So you could absolutely directly eat it. But, you know, humans, we like things that taste good and to, you know, have interesting flavour. So we're also looking at it as a way of sort of making other things out of it. So can you sort of reprocess it as a source of protein, as plant protein, for example? That would be one thing we'd look at in the future.
And so when you say it can take on the flavours of its surroundings, or the taste of its surroundings, does that mean you could make it taste like you could grow it near cheese and make it taste like cheese, or put it near chicken and make it taste like chicken?
Kind of one of the ideas we'd like to test. And so someone else who works in the US has said that, you know, he's put a little bit of bacon flavouring in and it took up the bacon flavour. And it's one of the things we've been doing with some of the local schools is taking in, and they're going to do some experiments to see if it can take up different types of flavour.